The Yemeni army spokesperson held a presser in the capital, Sana'a, to address the media on the current armed clashes in the north and south of the country between the army and fighters of distinct religious philosophies. Over the past 2 months, the Yemeni army has intensified its military operations in the south of the country to flush out militants from their strongholds. The military offensive, according to the army spokesperson, could spill over into other provinces.
If we come to find out that the terror elements have entered into other provinces, then the military offensive will indeed follow them into these areas.
The Yemeni army has also been engaged in fierce clashes this week with Houthi fighters in the northern province of Amran. According to the governor deputy of Amran, the fighting has left over 100 Houthi fighters dead after the army waged a series of deadly air raids against Houthi positions.
Regarding the attacks against the military units by armed militias, whether it be in Amran, in the south, or in any other province, the army will not stand by and do nothing, and we will confront and face these aggressions with brutal force.
The Yemeni army was reconstructed in 2012 after President Mansour Hadi issued decrees which sacked two of the army's top commanders, Ahmed Ali Saleh, the eldest son of former dictator Ali Abdullah Saleh, as well as Ali Muhsin al-Ahmar, who was the army general of Yemen's 1st Armored Division Brigade. In addition to the clashes in the north of the country, the army is also engaged in a heavy military offensive against Yemen's al-Qaeda branch in the south of the country. Yusuf Mawadi, Press TV, Sana'a.